This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.
Right, we're going to throw down to the river, ready for our next division. Hello, Ben.
Hello there in the studio. Yes, we're awaiting the start of the M2 division. If it's running on time, it's about 10 minutes away. I'll do a very quick rundown of the division as we're expecting it. Trinity Hall M1 will lead us off, followed by Wardlin, Selwood, Keith, Lady Margaret 2, Jesus 2, Thomaston 1, Downing 2, who are on Spoon, Wolfson 1, Burstonford 2, Darwin 1, who are on for Blade, well done to them, Queens 2 on for Spoons, Corpus 1, Sydney 1, Christ 2, Pembroke 2, Emma 2, and the sandwich boat today is Clare 2. And again, listen out for that very loud cheer from the Clare contingent, the Honey Badgers to my right. Now, I just heard a cannon, I imagine that's the 4 minute cannon, but I'm going to throw over to Kate on first post. Kate, what's going on there? Was that a 4 minute cannon? Nope, there's no Kate. In fact, it was the start cannon. Kate appears to have dropped off. I'm very sorry, listeners, that you've missed all the action at first post. Coming round now. We're now in the middle of the race, in case you hadn't realised. Trinity Hall M1. Surprise.
We're just going to try for a second. We're just going to try for a second to add Kate to the caller. So give us a second. There you go. I think we've got Kate back now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Robin had just run past someone at this point, being pursued by Keith. They may hit them, they're just off hitting them. Lady Margaret have just run past, chasing Keith, but Keith and someone are the ones to look at right now.
Thank you very much, Kate. Here at Grassy, Kit Hall are going past me, as I said. Morden behind about three boat lengths. But the big thing is the concession. Keys M2 in their banana boat. Not an exciting motorised banana boat, but a very swish and swanky rowing boat. Have just bumped up on Selwyn M1. Well done, Keys M2. They need to clear the river because Maggie are having to hold up now. Lady Margaret has temporarily stopped rowing. They're now being pursued by Jesus M2. And if Lady Margaret gets bumped, they're going to be very cross about that. Keys slowing their progress there, but they are still about two boat lengths ahead of Jesus. Over to you, Kate.
Okay, there's one bump down here. Downing having it by Wolfson. Now we have another one. First and third are being hotly pursued by Darwin. So to Ben, I suspect the minute they hit the corner, there will be a bump. So to Ben.
Thank you very much. Please confirm that when it happens. Going past me, Jesus rowing very well, despite the hold-up for Lady Margaret. Lady Margaret still about two boat lengths ahead. On station behind Jesus are Thomaston. Downing, as we said, bumped out, but I can see further down the course, first and third are about to see any minute Darwin M1. There is overlap, they're busting the stream. And so I can see Queens pulling over now. There's the concession. Queens have been bumped by Corpus. Back to you, Kate.
I've just seen that bump. That one was at least the whole length of the first place. So, Corpus have just bumped Queens. Queens have just been bumped.
Okay.
We're about to see one more here, but we're going to sit out.
Thank you very much, Kate. There's overlap now. There is overlap. First and third. Bravely, excellent crossing. The foul ball. There's the concession. First and third have been bumped by Darwin M1. Now over to you, Jack, at Sitton Corner.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, yes. And Jesus have come round here. Maggie have pulled away from Jesus, actually. I know you said they held it up earlier, but Maggie have actually pulled quite well away. There's three lengths away now. Jesus, they're gritting their teeth, but they can't get away from Hobbiton M1. Hobbiton M1 are within half a length. Hobbiton are going to catch them as they go around the corner. Jesus taking an inside line to try and avoid it, but it feels inevitable, really. They're pulling sort of closer into the bank. Jesus now only about a foot away from the bank. I'll keep you up to date. Ben, what's happening at Grassy Corner?
Well, it's carnage here at Grassy, to be perfectly honest. The crews, as they come down, look like they're M4 crews, not M2 crews. The blade heights are everywhere. That is a product of the high winds and the fact that a boat, it looks very... very much like Keys, but I have to confirm that, have failed. It's no, it's Queens. It's a Queens boat, have failed to clear properly. Queens are in the middle of the river. Everyone else is having to kind of pass them like an obstacle course. Queens, of course, have bumped out already. And there has been blade clash between a stationary Queens boat and every boat that's passed it. It's been a nightmare. But Sydney Sussex are about two boat lengths ahead of Christ. Pembroke look like they're going to crash up on Christ. Much better line round Grassy Corner. I imagine that will be a bump if they avoid crashing. And Emma are carrying on bravely. If Emma catch Pembroke before Pembroke catch Christ, that will be a bold one. I wouldn't like to call it. Claire, though, miles behind. It's going to be a long row over for Claire. But seriously, I think the Cox of Queens has some serious questions to answer for obstructing all of the boats.
To Maeve!
Over to Maeve on the long reach.
Hi, so that lot of crews just rowing over, but it looks like John's Lady Margaret are trying to get an overbump on Modern. I don't know if they will, but they are closing the distance. Their bank party is going absolutely crazy for this. That would basically get them blades, even though they wouldn't bump up every day. They'd go up more than four positions. They are closing the distance on Modern, but
thank you.
I don't know how many more they've gone too far.
Thank you very much. I'm going to ask you to carry on walking down the course because I'd like you to see whether that overbump happens. Meanwhile, I'm going to throw it to Jack at Bitton Corner. Jack, those boats I've just talked to you about, they should be approaching you now. What can you see?
Thanks, Ben. Yes, well, I'll just confirm as well that Jesus M2 were bumped by Homerton M1. They pulled over to the far side just as they go onto the long reach. Okay, so now, just in front of me, we've got Sydney Sussex M2. It's fairly tricky to work out because there's such a big patch of boats missing to the carnage. Oh, but here behind them, we've got Pembroke M2. They've bumped Christ M2. Christ can see the bagpipe are telling us to carry on. But the Cox has conceded. There's a bit of confusion here. Christ and Pembroke have got to get out of the way very quickly because Emma are coming on the inside. Are they going to clash blades? No, they're not. They've just taken a very good coxing from Emma M2 there because they took an inside line and they could very easily have crashed into Pembroke M2 and been more carnage here. But Pembroke M2 and Christ M2 pulled over quite swiftly. Pembroke bumping up on Christ. Applause from them at the side. Clara just coming past me, the sandwich boat. And as they head onto the long reach, they're fairly long way behind behind Emma M2. But they are pushing themselves on with some shouts. Let's see if Maeve's seen anything more. Maeve, over to you on the long reach.
So I don't think that overbump I was talking about Maggie on Modern is going to happen. There was a lot of distance last I saw, but I'll keep you posted on that. Now, rowing strongly, Sydney Sussex rowing over. And behind, it looks like Claire. No, who is it? It looks like Emma could be getting caught by the sandwich boat. Oh, no, actually, there's quite a bit of distance. Maybe not. No, yeah, they're on station.
Thank you very much, Maeve. So we'll just stay with you for a little wee while to see if we hear anything more about any overbumping. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. Wilson now just going past me at Grassy. They have their foliage. They're very, very happy. I think it's worth saying again that Sydney, Christ, Pembroke, Emma and Claire will all have questions asked of Queen's M2. Who cleared in a very strange fashion and were floating in the middle of the cam as they were all trying to pass. This was after Queens had been bumped by Corpus and were out of the race. So I'd be interested to see what the marshals have to say about that. But it certainly looked a bit suspect to me. Jack, are any of the crews pulled in near where you are that you could go and ask, maybe?
Yeah, well, we've just... I'm just going to walk a little bit further round Bitton because Pembroke and Christ are pulled over and the foliage is out for Pembroke, who have bumped up. They're celebrating. I'll just see if I can grab a quick word, maybe with one of the Cox, with the Cox of Pembroke.
Yeah, Pembroke!
As well, Emma M2 had some excellent coxing just to get round, because they pulled out of the way very quickly, Pembroke and Christ.
Wait, to Maeve!
Very quick. Go on, Maeve. Long reach.
They are on the gas on and might bump on in the second. It looks like that.
Sorry, mate. I'm really sorry about this, but we're having real technical difficulties hearing you. Mate, I can't quite hear that. Can you say what mate try?
Moving.
But who? happened? I'm afraid we've lost Maeve. It sounds like there was a bump there.
It looks like Claire had bumped Emma just before the finish and bumped up into the second division on the last day.
Thank you very much, mate. I'm going to take it now and do a quick rundown. I think that's all the action we're going to get from this division. And the rundown is as follows. I apologise if you can't quite hear me over the wind.
Hello, can you hear me?
It's a very blustery day here, and perhaps we could hang the phone up on the other three commentators just because this is the end of the division and we want to kind of remove that wind interference for our listeners. So let's do a rundown now. So we have Trinity Hall M1 rowing over to get a chance at the M1 division later in the afternoon. Then Magdalen M1 also row over. We think Selwyn M1 were bumped by Keys M2. Lady Margaret row over. That's Lady Margaret 2, I should point out. Jesus 2 were bumped by Homerton M1. That smack talk sounding very hollow now, doesn't it, Bethany? Downing M2 bumped by Wolfson 1. First and third 2 bumped by Darwin M1. Darwin get their blades. Congratulations. Queens M2 bumped by Corpus 1. Queens, I'm afraid, spoons for you. Sydney row over. Christ 2 and Pembroke 2. There was a bump there. Pembroke, well done, bumping up on Christ. Emma 2. It sounds like Emma were caught right at the death by Claire 2. So Claire 2 now cementing themselves in the M2 division for next year's Lent. And for the time being, over to you in the studio.
Thank you very much, Ben. Very interesting race there, of course. Interesting to hear that, you know, Queen's really struggling to clear there.
Mm. Yeah, I think... I mean, that can happen in these divisions. It's a very narrow river, and if the wind catches you, you can end up holding everything back.
I think we find, especially with the wind, and I think that bump happened right in the S-bend there.
Yeah, it happened in Grassy Corner.
Yeah, so
which
I think
it's an absolute hotspot for carnage. So.
Well, yeah. We've got a sort of suitable song, haven't we, really?
I think we do.
Oh, no.
In the same way that Queens held up the second half of that division, I think I'm going to go for a bit of James Bay. With his song "Hold Back the River."
Oh no!
See what I did there?
That's brilliant.
Oh, hang on! I see. I see the connection.
See how funny that is. Here we go.
Yeah. Lunch bumps.
Cam FM. I'm just not sure where it came from.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to interrupt you
so we
can throw live down to the river. I think we have Maeve on the end of the line. Hello, Maeve.
Hi, Maeve.
Yeah. Hi.
And you've got the results of that M2 division.
I do have the results. Sorry for the last bit of commentary there. I don't know if that was on air or not, but it was very exciting. Basically, at the very end, the sandwich boat, Claire, bumped Emma M2 and got blades just like a few metres from the finish. So it was all very exciting. These are the results. Trinity M1, Tithall M1 rode over. Magdalen M1 rode over. Keys bumped Selwyn 1, Maggie rode over, Homerton 1 bumped Jesus 2, Wilson 1 bumped Downing 2, Darwin bumped first and third and got blades, Corpus bumped Queens 2, Sydney Sussex rode over, Pembroke bumped Christ, and Claire bumped Emma M2.
Thank you very much for that. Yeah, it was... By any chance, did that final bump happen just under the railway bridge?
Yeah.
And was there a train at the same time?
Oh, that's possible. I don't know. By that stage, there was complete pandemonium on the...
It did sound a little bit exciting from our end.
And after you went off air, Ben told us from the riverside that you shouldn't spend all your time under the bridge. He says you're not a troll.
Yeah, no.
Well, thank you very much, Maeve. We'll hear from you again in a minute with the coverage of the W1 race, which will be going off... what time is it going off? Soon, isn't it?
Let me just double-check. Actually, Girton College have just tweeted us saying, Day 4 of Lent bumps, Girton College BC, W1 racing at 4 p.m. and M1 racing at 4:40. Listen live with CamFM 97.2. Thanks for the shout-out, Girton College.
Yeah, and tune in at 4 o'clock for the live coverage of that race. I'm sure we'll have a bit of time for some interesting talk to our commentators down the river. Lent bumps. Cam FM.